Okay. Sifsechein Hakdama Zion. Por Hamanepach. Okay. I start from the second paragraph. Finally, start from the first paragraph. The Pirka Kadma Mavur Atzas Haman Vachashverosh. In the previous paragraph, we learned about the plans of Haman and Achashverosh. Shazman Mukhshir La'abid La'hashmid Soneim Shal Yisrael B'Pol Chas V'Shalom. That they felt it was a fitting time to actually destroy Klal Yisrael. Against Shonayim Shal Yisrael is a euphemism, means the Jewish people. Va'atan Nevar Ofen Hadinim Shiratza Haman La'hamshich Chas V'Shalom. So now we're going to talk about the Midas Hadin and how Haman wanted to manipulate it. V'godol Chaste Hashem Shofia Aleinu La'hamtikam B'zichos Mordechai Tzadik. And how Hashem took the ultimate Midas Hadin and through the Tzadik, Mordechai Tzadik, transformed it into very intense Chesed. V'hu. Dekvar nizbar le'el de bizman ha'hu haya his gabrus ha'gvuros va'adinim ba'olam. At the time of Purim, there was tremendous gvura in the world. I'm just realizing that. So that's why Purim is connected to Yitzchak. Right? We said Purim is connected to Yitzchak. Why is Purim connected to Yitzchak? We said a lot of different things. Right? We said Purim is connected to Yitzchak because Pesach, Shuas, and Sukkos. Right? Pesach is Mashiach, and Sukkos is Chanukah. Tzvasembe says Purim is Shavuos, because it's a Zman of Kabbalah Satorah. And Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak. It's a time of Schok. There's a lot of different things why Purim is connected to Yitzchak. So it makes sense. So Yitzchak is Midas Hadin. And the whole Indian here is to take Midas Hadin and to turn it around. So it was a time of tremendous Gvura. V'zeh asher garma sila kashkachas Hashem kiviyachol. And when there's Gvura in the world, when there's Midas Hadin in the world, there's a removal of Hashem's Hashkacha, or at least a perception of a removal of Hashem's Hashkacha. V'yadua sheyesh chamisha gvuros. Kaminin chamesh osios shal tevas alokim. So connected the five letters of the name of Hashem, which represents Midas Hadin. So there are five gvuros, five kochos of din. Connected the Shem Elokim. Hanirmazin b'chamisha osios mansapach, which are alluded to in the five Sofit letters. Right? Chaf Sofit, Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Pei Sofit, Tzadi Sofit. We often refer to them in that order, though, Mansapach. Sheheim Shoresh Hadinim. Right? The Sofit letters is very simply. The fact that the Sofit letters are Basof is Midas Hadin. The fact that the Sofit letters, with the exception of the Mem, but the other four, they all dip below the line. If you remember, we had like the Yavon, right? So the Yud is the letter that's Mamash Lamal Minateva, doesn't even rest on the line. Most letters rest on the line. If a letter dips below the line, that's already Midas Hadin. So Nun, Sadi, Pei, Chaf, those are all letters that dip below the line. Mem doesn't, and it's kedai to think about why that is. Sheheim Shoresh Hadinim. So these five letters represent the five Gvuros. Umispar Elu Hachamesh Osios Ola Par. Resh Pei. The value of these five letters, again, regular, not 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, but regular, 40, 50, 90, 80, 20, right? Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chaf. So 40, 50, 90, 80, 20 is 280. So when we talk about the five gvuros, the five dinim, we talk about this number 280. Vehem ha-par dinim hanodam. This alludes to the par dinim that is well known. Yanikas Haman Harasha v'Chachamav. Haman, his wife Zeresh, and his advisors are connected to these five letters. How do we see such a thing? In the following fashion. Kazeh. Haman me'osios memnun. Haman is the memnun of Mansapach. Bigamatria melech. V'lezen nikra shemo hatame Haman. So why is he called Haman? He's called Man. He's called Haman because the hey stands for the hey gvuros. So he says, Rashi Tevos He is the Hei Gvuros, which are drawn from these five letters. So first and foremost is Haman, which is the Memnun. Memnun's Gematria Melech. His wife Zeresh, Ishto, draws from the Os Tzadi, which is also Gematria Malach. And his advisors are from Pach, which is Gematria Yimloch. So Melech, Malach, Yimloch is 280. So in Klipa, right? These five osios are trying to block out this galus of Hashem. Melech, Malach, and Yimloch. Haman is the Memnon, is Melech. Zeresh is Tzadi, that's Malach. And his advisors are Pach. which is Yimloch. Good? V'chol tachlisam v'zamamam b'zeh haya lahagdu kachadinim. So these individuals all work to be ma'over the midas adin, to block out melech melech Yimloch. V'al yedei zeh lahastir ulevatel malchus Hashem yisbarach chas v'shalom. Ulaseis koach ha-melech malach Yimloch ela klipa chas v'shalom. To take away that koach from Hashem. Kiviyachol. V'zeh sha'amru chazal sha'haman haya hedyot kofetz barosh. This is what it means when Chazal say that Haman, whose other name was Memuchan, right, is the first of the advisors to speak. When Ahasuerus is looking for advice, and it lists the advisors, who's the last one on the list? The last one of the seven advisors is Memuchan. Who's the first one to speak up? Memuchan. So Chazal say, you see from here, that a hedyot is kofetz barosh, that a foolish person is too quick to speak. So that's why Haman, right, of the mansapach, Mem Nun Tzadi Pechav, the man is Haman. He comes first. He leads the way. Because he's the hedyot. He's the foolish one who jumps to the head. That he wants, like we learned this morning, to even overpower HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole Indian is Gaiva. He wants to overthrow Ahasuerus. He has the audacity when Ahasuerus says, what should I do to the man who I want to honor? Give him the crown. The crown? You'll see when Haman, Marsha points it out in Maseches Megillah, Haman says, give him the crown. And when Ahasuerus responds, he takes out the word crown. Chutzpah, you ask for the crown. What are you talking about? Right? But the Gaiv of Amalek, they can't control themselves. That's the Gaiv of Amalek. He says from the Shem Yishmuel on the bottom right-hand corner, he says, Shem Yishmuel writes, in the Pasuk it says, three lines on the bottom, Uvavokar emor lamelech v'yislu as Mordechai alav. What does Zeresh say to her husband? Ah, Mordechai's giving you trouble. In the morning, go to the king and just say to him to hang Mordechai from the gallows. Emor lamelech, say to, who says to a king? V'loksiv tevakesh, doesn't say to ask the king, to request of the king. Ela emor lamelech, lashon tzivoy. Chutzvah. Go tell the king. You don't tell the king. But that's where Haman and his wife are holding. They're holding by, we do what we want. We say what we want, we do what we want, we speak when we want. That was Haman's whole Indian. So that's the Indian of Hedyot Kofetz Barosh. It's a Malik's inability to control their gaiva. Okay, so let's go back up top. So everyone should bow down to him. He always has to be on top. And again, that's the beauty of what we learned this morning. When we step on top of Haman, that's the best. Because Haman always wants to be taller than everyone else. He wants everyone to bow before him. Gamtala Avodah Zarah Libo. He wore an Avodah Zarah on his heart, maybe on his clothing, to get us to stumble with that avera. Try to get it that we should be nehena from the Suda, not just to come to the Suda, but to connect deeply to the Suda. All of this tries to bring us back into that world of Adam Rishon. Because after all, what was Adam Rishon? It was Avodah Zarah, who was rejecting God. Vayisim ke'elohim, right? Eat from this tree, you'll also become God. So that's the Avodah Zarah component. It's eating, so that's the eating component. Right? And like we've said many times, all of the story of Haman and Mordechai and Esther, it's all the Gilgal of everything that took place in Gan Eden. Just the Chazar, the Ramazim, which are very kedai. Look at Ozavav. Haman Mishoresh Nachash HaKadmoni. Why dafka to get him to stumble in Avodah Zarah and a pagam of Achila? It's obvious. It's very obvious. This is Gan Eden. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain. Kli Chemda in Parshas Ki says it also. I'd like to see that. Shahaman HaRasha. Kli Chemda was a Talmud Muvak of the Avnei Nezer. Rav Meir Don Plotsky. It's mostly like Lamdisha Halacha on the Parsha, but he has some other things also. Avnei Nezer was also a halachist, but he was a father of the Shem Yishmuel, meaning son-in-law of the Kotzker. I forget, he was certainly an Ish Chassid. Shahaman Arasha Haya Gilgal Hanachash HaKadmoni. Umordechai Etzadik was a Gilgal of Adam Rishon. So says the Kilos Yaakov, that's why Haman is Rashi Tevos, who Mishoresh Nachash. He comes from the root of the Nachash. And opposite him in Kedusha is Mordechai. What do we know about Mordechai? There's going to be tremendous animosity between you and the woman and her descendants. So Eva, says the Kilas Yaakov, Eva is Rashi Tevos Ish Yehudi Hayab Meshushan. So this is an age old battle. Uhu Yeha Megin Bein Hanachash Bein Isha Yiras Hashem Sora Shechina Kadosha. Okay, fine. Okay, so it's not by chance that Haman is trying to get us to be nechshal in Avodah Zarah, to be nechshal in a pagam of Achila. It's Mamish trying to uproot the true Adam, right? You have to remember that. The Gemara says in Yavamis, Atem Kriyan Adam. Adam ki Yamas Ba'awel. Right? The word Adam means Klal Yisrael. So yes, Adam is also Ha-Adam, and it's all-encompassing of all humanity. But Haman's attack on Adam is an attack on the essence of Klal Yisrael. Nasa Adam. What's the matter of Nasa Adam? Or 70. You know that one? 470 is Amalek and Miloy. Amalek and Miloy, Ayin, Mem, Lamed, Kuf, regular spelling, is 470. So Mamash is an attack on Nasa Adam. Again, the original Adam. Not just Adam HaRishon as the Neshama Kolelis of all people, but Atem Kriyan Adam. Adam ki yamas ba'ohel, which the Gemara in Yavamah says is a reference specifically to Klal Yisrael.
473?
What is? 470. 470. Ace. Right? That's what I'm saying. Ace lasos la'ashem heferus arasecha. The Sheiris Menachem from Vizhnitz says, Ace lasos. So he says like this. Here's what I'll just say it very quickly. Yeah, Adam's relative. So the Sheiris Menachem from Vizhnitz says that Ace is Rashi Tevos, Avoda and Torah. Torah and Avoda. Right? Torah plus Avoda, he says, Gematria Mechia Samalik. With one yud. Mechia Samalik with one yud. So he says, Ace Lasos Lashem, Hefer Torah Secha. So he says, how do you learn that? So again, so Ace is Avoda and Torah, and that's how we defeat Amalek, because Amalek tries to get us to stop doing Jewish things. They block out the Vav, hey. Remember this Torah from the Rishner? That all Olam Haza things have Yud and Hay in it, and all Olam Haba things have Vav and Hay in it? So Achila has a Yud and a Hay, Shtiyah has a Yud and a Hay, Biyah has a Yud and a Hay, Kima has a Yud and a Hay, Yeshiva has a Yud and a Hay, Sicha has a Yud and a Hay. Olam Haza things have Yud and Hay. Holy things have Vav Hay. Torah has Vav Hay, Mitzvah has Vav Hay, Avoda has Vav Hay. Right? So Torah plus Avoda is Gemachi Mechia Samalik, the Sheiris Menachem says. Let's finish the part. So Eis Lasos Lashem. So Eis is Ayin Tav, Avoda and Torah. Eis Lasos Lashem. Heferu means what? Heferu Torah Secha means what? The way to Heferu, the way to be Mefir Atzas Haman, right? Like Hafaras Nedarim. Right? That's why Purim is called Purim, by the way. It's not only called Purim because of... People think Purim is called Purim because of the poor. That's true. It's also called Purim Milashon Hafara, which means to what? To undo a promise, to release someone from a commitment. Right, that was the whole problem. Achashverosh says, I sent the letters already. I can't undo anything. We're stuck at this point. But Klal Yisrael found a way, like we saw this morning. The Medrash says it was signed, it was sealed, there was no room to negotiate, right? That's why after we read the Megillah, we say, Asher Heini Atzas Goyim. Vayofer machshavos arumim. The whole meaning of Purim is hafara. That's where the word Purim comes from. So again, so eis lasos lashem heferu. Right? How do we heferu with Torah Secha? That's what the Sheiris Menachem says. Eis lasos lashem. We defend Hashem heferu atas haman through Torah Secha by showing commitment to Torah, and that's what eis is. Eis is avoda and Torah. Torah and avoda. That's how we achieve mechias amalek. Well, Rafa Yodeim and a Torah. So we fight back through Torah. We strengthen Torah. Right? The irony, this year from a couple of years ago, is that when they block the Vavhei, they block out Torah, they block out Mitzvah, they block out Avoda. So we say, you want to leave us with Yodhei? We'll take the Yodhei. No, Tefillah doesn't have a Yod in it. 515. It's without the Yod. But But they leave us without Vav Hei, they leave us with Yod Hei, all the Gashmias things. We said, we'll show you what Gashmias can be also. Purim Suda, we'll show you what we can make out of Gashmias. That's the whole point. And that's because Purim is Mashiach, and Mashiach is about Dir B'tachtonim, and that's a shir from a couple of years ago. So you want to take Vav Hei? You take Vav Hei, good. Steal the Torah, steal the Avodah, steal the Mitzvos. We'll show you we can make a mitzvah out of drunkenness. We can do a vod out of drunkenness. We can make tefillah and Torah out of drunkenness. Then a hafach. That's mamish beating them at their own game. Yeah.
Adam told me last night that he saw in Ramilas Biderman's thing this week. That's the secret of the shame.
We say yud kevav.
They were combined.
That's right. Yachid shem yud and hay and vav and hay. Trying to connect the worlds. That's right. That's why. How does it go? What is it? I just saw it 2 seconds ago. Yeah. What's the matchup of Al Mikra Megillah?
That one in the back pocket.
Yeah, no, because Purim is about being Makasher, the Ruchnias to the Gashmias, or really showing that Gashmias can be Ruchnias. That's really the deep way to say it. Showing that Gashmias is really Ruchnias. There's no stira. So what's Al Mikra Megillah? Megillah is spelled Chaser. Megillah is always spelled Chaser. And that's why I brought the Siddur, to prove things to you. Right? Say Al Mikra Megillah. Say Megillah, no Yod over here. Usually in Tefillah, things are usually spelled Chaser for some reason. I don't know why.
513?
Yeah?
941. 441 plus 78.
How much is Al?
100.
How much is Mikra?
341.
How much is Megillah?
78.
So what is it?
If we call in Siri.
441 plus 78. 519. Yeah? So in a different context, 519 I saw in the B'nai Shleshim by Hanukkah. He used a different Remez, but that's how I know the number 519. He says 519 is gematria of Nefesh plus Guf. Guf and Nefesh. Is that right? 430 and 89 is 519.
Which one's 89?
Guf.
Oh,
it's
Guf and Nefesh. Right. So Guf plus Nefesh, gematria Al Mikra Megillah. Because again, Purim is proving to a Malik. In a very, again, it's a very ironic Torah to develop there, but you take away Torah, we'll show you that Gashmias is Torah. We'll show you that Guf and Nefesh Mamish Osu Dar. Al Mikra Megillah is Megala, that secret. Okay, so let's go back inside. So where are we?
Shebizeh
Yisoru Hagvuros Lahasev Koach HaMalucha LaKlipa Chas Hashem. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take the five Gvuros, the Midas Adin, and bring us into that world of klipa. Vayedeza yitoysev koach bepar dinim limnoa hashefim neyisrael. Okay, to block out the shefim. Now, how do we understand these par dinim? So we explained, it's the five letters. It's mem plus nun plus sadi plus pei plus chaf. Just using the regular gematrios is 280. But then, they sort of distribute evenly. So we take 280. Vinei elu hapar. We take this 280 dinim. Nechlokin lechamesh gvuros. We divide it over these five gvuros. So we take 280 and we divide it by five. Ba'ofen shava. U'magia mispar nu lechol echad. So 280 divided by five is 56. Right? Ki hei pa'amim nun vav ola par. Five times 56 is 280. Vehei manir mazim b'chamesh pa'amim nu shebashir shal pega'im. Right? We know that in the parak of Tehillim called the shir shal pega'im, which is the expressing our suffering and our pain, right? So we have five nus representing the five dinim. By he noam Hashem Elokei nu aleinu maseyadeinu konana aleinu maseyadeinu konanehu. So these five nus that David HaMelech recites in the Shir Shal Pegaim represent these five kochos of Midas Adin. So how do we sweeten it? How do we fix it? Ve'ikar hamtokas hapar dinim eluhu. Al yedei shemosif and mispar aleph me'alufo shal olam l'chol chelek nu. We have to always try to find the hidden aleph. That's the whole story of Purim. Always find the aleph. Aleph Adar, aleph Seser, Esther. Always find the aleph. So we turn every nun vav into a nun zayin. Nun zayin, he says, is kaminyan kel havaya. right? Kel Havaya. V'zeh nikra hosafas hakolel. This is the idea of adding the kolel. Right? The idea of adding the kolel, as understood through Purim, is that we always have to find that missing aleph. There's always a hidden aleph. Right? Hashem, in some ways, is that hidden aleph. There's other ways to understand kolel. Okay, just look at the bottom. Look at the bottom two lines on the right-hand column. V'zeh sod misiraso malshinaso shel Haman. Haman says, yesh no, right? Yesh nun vav. Am echad. There's a people who I want to give them nun vav, but they want to hold on to that echad. If they hold on to that extra one, I'm in trouble. V'haratzon she'af im yesh be'izaz man b'chinas nun vav. Im echad, right? Am echad means im echad. The Jews always try to bring on that extra little bit of protection. Okay? So we try to add that aleph, kel havaya, and bring protection on Klai Yisrael. They have to see number, you have to see tes. This is unbelievable. This is mind blowing. You see, what's the Zerah Kodesh? In the left column, in Os Tes? Yeah? Gimel ham takos ayideo safas Hashem. Read it from the beginning. Ha'os aleph mora alufa shel olam, hu hamamtik es kol agvuros. Right, so we're really trying to bring an aleph into each of the gvuros. Ach yesh kama shemos hakadoshim v'kulam mitstarfim lebracha v'hamtacha. So Zera Kodesh and Parshas Kisisa, quotes from Rav Isaac of Karitz, who says the following: Sheyesh gimel hamtakos laosios mansapach shegematria par. There's three hamtakos. What do you mean three? There should be five hamtakos. Okay, we'll talk about five hamtakos, but just watch this for a second. Watch these. Understand the three hamtakos. How does it work? He says there the shloshton merumazim betevos kefur ka'efer yifazer, like we say in Pesukei Dezimra. Kefur ka'efer yifazer, coldness or ice, frost like ashes will be scattered. Right? If there's just some dust, some ashes, give a little blow, it goes away. It's hard to remove, you know, snow and ice that way. But that's how easy it is for Hashem to, you know, to plow his way through the world. Shebechol teva yesh osios par. So look at this. Kefur has par, ke'efer has par, and yifazer has par. Yeah? So he says, betevas kefur, kefur is par plus chavav, is yud kevavke. Ke'efer is par plus plus chaf aleph, which is shem eka. You see this? And then yifazer is par plus yud zayin, which people don't realize is a shem of Hashem. Right? It's aleph and hey, vav and hey. You see what he says here? It's gushpanka de chosim be shemaya va'ara, begematria tov. You know where that shem is hinted to? You know where aleph and hey and vav and hey is? Gracious bar alokim, es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. That's aleph kei vav kei. So that's also a shame. Yeah? So this is mamtik in three ways. It's gimel hamtakos of mansapach. Yeah? It's amazing remez. Kifur is the chaf vav par. Ke'efer is aleph, is chaf aleph par. 21, eka. And then yifazer is 17 is aleph k vav k par. Okay? But I realized, what's the beginning of that pasuk? It's Moradik. I didn't get a chance to look in the Zohar Kodesh, because he says it there. What's the beginning of the pasuk? The beginning of the pasuk is Hanosein Shelag Katsamer. Hanosein Shelag. Shelag is three times aleph. Shelag is 3, 3, 3. So Hanosein Kashelag Katsamer. Right, Hanosin Shelag Katzamer. Right, he takes the three aleph's. That's what he said. He says it's three. He says Gimel Hamtakos, and it's rooted in aleph. He's saying, again, I don't really know what I'm saying, but there's something there. Right, Hanosin Shelag Katzamer. Shelag is three times aleph amitay, three times aleph. And then what's the rest of the pasuk? Kefur kefur yifazer. That's the hamtaka of each of these three shameless. Yeah.
What's Shelag is
323,
and so is what?
Shelag is 33, Shin Lamed Gimel, right? Which is three times Aleph, Aleph Lamed. So I'm talking about that elsewhere. Shelag being three Alephs. Vadik. So Hanosein Shelag Katzamer. Hashem takes these three Alephs, and he's Mamtik Kefur Ka'efer Yifazer. This is one of these stories that makes me crazy. Like, this is, you know, this is our code, this is unbelievable. This to me, like, how do you not believe in, you have to learn Torah. It's so pashut. No? David HaMelech wrote a pasuk in Tehillim about how Hashem is good at removing the ice and the snow. But every letter is... Okay, fine, I'm preaching to the choir. Vakavanas, let's go back up top. So this is the Indian of Kolal, to try to add, to find that hidden aleph. So again, we have these three alephs here. Right? But again, it's part of a bigger picture of really five alephs to be mamtik each of the five nus. Right? They talk about that, by the way, that's the sort of the para duma, right? Because para is 285. If you add an aleph to each of them, you hear? If you add an aleph, right, to each of the five nus, because five times nu is par. So you add another aleph, it's para. And that's the para aduma, which is the source of altara. Vakavana lahamshich lahachnis b'socham es halufo sha'olam yisbarach shemo. Leida ulahamin sha'ashem yisbarach mahave sakol. So again, the avoda is b'derach avoda. We're talking a lot of Ramazim and a lot of deep ideas. What is it b'derach avoda? B'derach avoda, what does it mean? B'derach avoda, it means when I'm going through midas hadin, when I feel totally overwhelmed by all the gvura and midas hadin in the world, I have to always try to say, no, there's a nekuda of chesed here. You have to find that nekuda of chesed that's hidden within. When I bring the malchus back to Hashem, right? When I add a Hashem, because again, we said memnun is melech, tzadi is malach, right? Chafpei is yimloch. So when I add Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem yimloch, I add a Hashem to each of them, yeah? So that's how I mamtik them. Shemisparim ola par. I take melech, malach, yimloch, which is gematria par, and I add what? I add three times havaya, and in that way, nimtuku kol hadinin v'hagvuros, and I'm megala the kvod Hashem. Now he's going to explain what these three havayas are about. Yeah.
Can you say also that the reason it's a time, because the whole premise that we started with is that it's a time of death, of Gvura. So,
right.
Can you say part of the reason for that is because it was originally an Esav month, and Esav is very Mekosher to Yitzchak, and therefore...
Makes sense. Other is a Midas Adin month, and it's an Esav month, and it's also a Yitzchak connection. That's good. Right, very good. Okay, of course, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch is Gematria Mashiach. Right, when you add these three Hashems, Melech, Malach, right? We said Melech, Malach, Yimloch is 280. And now you're adding 3 times 26. So that's 78. So 280 and 78 is 358, which is Gematria Mashiach. Okay, so this is the whole tikkun, to try to be mamtik these five Havayos, but really it's a 5 and a 3, right? Because it's these three. Mantik the five, I'm sorry, the five gvuros through these three havayos. Okay, yeah.
No.
Okay, good. Ve'elu gimel shemos havaya nimbazim ba'osiyod. Okay, let's do this part a little quickly. It's pretty deep and hard, but let's just see the words at least. That these three shemos havaya are nimbazim ba'osiyod. Sheesh ba gimel uktsin. A yod has three, how do you translate it? Okets? Right, a thorny, pointy thing. What's it called? Like a fruit?
Stem.
Stem, thanks. Okay, so it's a stem. Yeah? Mesechas uktsin. Mesechten shas. Okay, so it's a stem. So a yod has three stems. Yeah? We have three stems.
I
see two. Also, we have three stems.
Coats show you? That's awesome. It's on the top of them.
How do you get three stems? Nice,
think it's a little bit like that.
Like
one, two, three.
Okay. Okay, so you'll open up a Mishnah Berurah, and you'll look at the section where Chafetz Chaim teaches you how to draw the letters, and you'll take a look over there. The section is called Mishnah Sofer, I think. It teaches you how to be a Sofer. B'chol oketz hu avayim yuchadis. And each one of these uktzim represents one of the havayos. Deep idea. Umakor shoresh elu gimel shemos havaya. Right, that's the root of these three havayos. Within that yud is these three havayos. He says in parentheses that three times Havai is gematria mazla. And I'm not sure exactly what he wants with that right now. Hu b'makom ha'elyon gavoa v'kadosh nikra atika kadisha. This is what we call atika kadisha. Shebehiskalusa nimshach misham shefarav shel chasadim. That from that place of unbelievable kindness, Yeshuos, Refuos, Ruchnias, Gashmias, Beli, Shir, Va'erach, everything can come from that. Why can everything come from that? Just to say Pashut for a second. Why can everything come from that? Right, if this Yud represents these three points, which are these three Havayas, why does everything come from that? Because Chazal say, and it's just an obvious truth, that what letter is that?
Yud.
Right, Yud. I mean, the starting point of every letter, right, Yud is the unformed letter that can become anything. So Yud, at its shoresh, the way he's explaining it here, in Atika Kadisha, in that highest realm, can become anything. It can become all sorts of chasadim, yeshuos, refuos, ruchnias, gashrias, without any shir or any erech. Because it's just the raw potential. It's the unformed letter. Yeah.
I saw somewhere, quotes in the Rizal.
Yeah.
It says that the kavana have by Enashir by Pesach es Yodecha.
Yeah.
It's Pesach es Yodecha.
Pesach es Yodecha.
Meaning open up your Yod.
Very good.
Because you open up the Yod, which is connected. Either you could say it's connected with Chachmor, or maybe it's perhaps connected with this Atik of Kadisha. And then you have to open up and let that Shef go down. There's also, he brings a Gemash. He also says that there is Fen Aftal Nun of Yod.
Yeah.
So it's also going from the top Yod of Yod Kevavke to the bottom Yod of Aftal Nun Yod. So Techas Yod Decha of both
them. Aha. Wow. Right. From Yod to Yod. Okay.
And then he brings a Gemash to prove it, which I forgot. It's like, I don't know what it is. Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Okay. That's very good. Psech is Yudecha.
Yes, that's every morning.
That's very good. Okay, good.
Still working on
very good. Very good. Okay, fine. Good. Let's turn the page. Va'achar ham taka kvar nishafchu me'atzman hachoshach shel adinim lasas or. So we illuminate by adding this aleph. We add light to each of these news, each of these 56s. As the pasuk says, "Vayikra Elokim laor yom," when I bring Hakadosh Baruch Hu in, so now I illuminate the yom. Yom is gematria 56, and now with this extra aleph, now there's chesed has been injected into the midas adin. Okay, good. Top of the next page. Gam elu gimel shemos havaya haroimzim alatika kadisha heima yud beis osios ve'imakolel heim yud gimel. Okay, that's a hard one. Yeah, is that why you're laughing?
It's
a hard one. All right, you have three Shem Havayos. Each one has four letters. So that's 12 letters. With the Kolel, that's 13 letters. Okay. V'zeh moral yud gimel midos sharachamim hame'irim ba'atika hanikra'im shoresh haratzon. That's the origin of ratzon. Right? Okay, Velo, you can say it. What's the gematria of ratzon?
346.
Which is the same as? Yishuhudi, okay, because we're about to get into how Mordechai is the one who brings down this chesed. So Ratzon is gematria Yishuhudi. By the way, Atika Kadisha is 996. You were hacking with 996 today, no? 997, what were you hacking with?
I'm not sure the Ramayas
is 998.
Okay, so 996 is Mashiach ben Yosef v'Mashiach ben David, Avav. And Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David.
It's also
Atika Kadisha. Atika Kadisha is 996. So again, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be, if we can be attacking all of these five Gvuros, so then we'll have the Gula. Right? It's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. 996. So we're reaching into the highest place. We're reaching into the Ratzon Ha'elyon. Okay?
It's with both Mashiach's
page. Yeah, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Okay, Lefisha Bereshis Habriya Allah Beretzono HaPashut Livro HaOlam, because again, everything stems from Ratzon, in the words of the Arizal Neitz Chaim, when Hashem wanted to create the world, it came from a Ratzon Pashut. Again, this is Ratzon Pashut. Pashut means that. That little dot is the Ratzon Pashut. Right? It's everything. It's nothing and it's everything. All combined. Right? It's yesh and ayin combined. That's why mechayev inish. Inish is yesh and ayin. Rubenstein says, mechayev inish lubesumi b'puraya. And of course, it's the yesh and ayin of Amalek, right? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu ayin. So it's yesh and ayin. What is that dot? There's nothing there. There's everything there. Right? Ah, okay. So it's that unformed potential. It's the ability to wear any levush in the world, which is what the costumes of Purim are about. That yod could become anything. That yod right now looks like a lot of nothing. Okay? V'kevan shenis or lamala shoresh haratzon hakadum nishvel evnei Yisrael rav chesed. So when we tap into that highest place, all of this gvura, all these gvuros, becomes rav chesed. Even if we're not worthy, we've reached above and beyond. Atika Kadisha. We've reached a place that's totally beyond the confines of this world. Okay, say quick. We're running out of time very quickly.
Rav Chesed?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Is Gmatria Mordechai.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's what we're about to say.
Yeah. I think it's Mordechai Pesosius Mordechai.
No. V'zeh Amida Shal Rav Chesed. This is the idea of Rav Chesed. Now it's interesting. Rav Chesed is only what is one of the Yud Gimel Midol Sharachim, right? Depending on how you count, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes. Right? So it's somewhere in the middle there. Again, depending on how you break up the 13, but Rav Chesed in some ways is the greatest expression. Rav Chesed, that's what it's about. Yud Gimel Midol Sharachim. The ultimate is as much Chesed as you can get. Rav Chesed. So he says that what. So these Yud Gimel Midos Sharachim, Hamashpas Chasadim Libnei Yisrael, Afilim Einim Reuyim, Umordechai Tzadik Hayim Erkava Gam Lamida Halazu, and that's why he says Kishemo Mordechai 274 is Gematria Rav Chesed. What do you want to say? Let's hear.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Uvizchuso Nisor Lamal Haaras Atika Kadisha, and in Mordechai's merit we awaken Atika Kadisha. We bring down all of this shefer of Rav Chesed Lebnei Yisrael, mi ratzon hatov hakadum kiviyachol afilu below shum schus, and that's why Klal Yisrael initially had no schus. Right? Yehuda Ma'aseh Oru of Zimcha v'Sasan Vikar. We got back our tefillin, we got back our yom, so we got back our meal, we got back our Torah. We had nothing. V'inei Haman Arash of Akas Dilei. So Haman and his chavraya loykadisha. Also, kol ha'pu'ulos shelo ya'ir lamata or hayud gimel mido. So Haman wanted to block all of this from coming down. He wanted to block the ratzon hakadum, the original ratzon. V'lechein amar v'chol zeh einenu shoveli. Haman says all of this is worth nothing to me. Right? Zeh einenu shoveli. It's not. It's just to me, which is what? Which is shem havaya backwards. That's the shem Hashem for which month? Vav hayud. No, good guess. Close. What's the worst month? Tammuz. Kulo din, from beginning to end. Right? V'chol zeh einenu shoveli. Sofei tevos havaya. Dashalo ratza lahodos sh'or Hashem mistatir emeir b'soch chol darav v'davar. I'm not accept that Hashem is here. Right? I'm not going to allow such a thing. V'shebnei Yisrael heim ha'ibriya. Right? That we're going to be megale alokuso in the world. Not a chance. And Mordechai is the one who's fighting back. Okay? Rav Chesed, watch your word. Next paragraph. So why did Haman make a tree, a gallows, that was 50 amos tall, la'or ha'gvuros, to awaken the midas adin? Because each of these five gvuros, ki kol echa me'achamesh gvuros, klula me'eser. Right? Just like there are 10 madregos within each realm of kedusha, so there are 10 within each realm of tumah. That's why we said tumah is gematria 50. Right? Tumah. The very word Tame is Gematria 50. It's really 5 times 10 is the way to understand it. So Haman says, I'm going to stop Mordechai. Okay, now Elliot, here's your favorite part. How would Haman block, so to speak, that tzinor of Shefa? Ratzon is Osios tzinor. So Haman wanted to what? To take that vav, that channel, and instead of pumping chesed into our lives, he wanted to pump din into our lives. And he called that goral a poor. It's the par dinim with a vav as a way of what? Funneling it into our lives. Poor with the vav. Hagorim histalkus or hashkachas Hashem me'al b'nei Yisrael. Uvezeh yachtov es ha'os vav, and that's why Haman grabbed onto the letter vav, lachniso latmino letoch osios par, to put it into the par dinim, and to use that to destroy Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
I thought of this when I was learning this before. I don't know if you can say this, but we said before that the three times Havaya is how we're
mounting
dinim. And we and through, when we're mounting dinim, we have, I guess, a proper tzinor.
So good.
78 plus involved in the six.
Yeah.
It's not your 84. You said Abba.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Taking back that involved with the three Havayas. Okay. That's good. Yisod Abba. Very good. The Sheiros Menachem from Vizhnitz, Adam's relative. Adam taught this to me. He says an amazing thing, and it makes so much sense. Which letter does a Malek of Havaya, which letter does a Malek have the greatest grasp on? The answer is Vav. Yod Hey, they don't block. Right? The Vav and the Hey, which they block, so he says really Vav is the thing they have the most control over. Because even though they have the lower Hey, we have the higher Hey. So even though they have the Hey, it gets an aliyah from the higher Hey. So the letter that they really have completely is the letter Vav, which makes a lot of sense. He doesn't explain it. But Vav is the Os Bris, Amalek's Mezalzel and Bris Mila. Vav is the Os Emes, Amalek is the Shaker of the world. Right? The Sunday Shir that we learned this week was all about the letter Vav and its connection to the defeat of Amalek. So Vav is their main letter that they try to steal from us. Yeah.
You're going to say the Vav is again, the path of which Shava comes down.
Right.
And Malach is the Shekach of the Derech. They're always trying to...
Right, good. That's the Derech. Exactly. 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 That's the Derech. Very good. And they're Malubash, the Vav, in Par, right? I mean, they try to surround it with Par. That's what Pur is. Pur is surrounding the Vav with all of the Dinim in the world. Achein harasha hazeh lo yada, ki tevas Pur ole gam ke megamatria, beiz pamim eke. But what Haman didn't understand is that Eke in Miloy is 143. You see it, he has it in parentheses. So 2 times Eke is Gematria Pur, 286. Besod HaPasuk, the Pasuk that represents the greatest expression of salvation, Eke Asher Eke. Eke Asher Eke. Right? Eke Asher Eke. I'll tell you very, very quickly. We're not going to have time. Oh, yeah, we can finish. Okay, let me tell you very, very quickly. Mamish, very, very quickly. The last, it's part of a very old shir. The last achers, everything about Purim is achers. Adar is the last month. It's the Mashiach. The last degel, right, is done. So we spoke about that the other day. 54 is the number 54 and its connection to Purim. So who's part of degel machana dan? Which shvatim? It's dan and it's asher and it's naftali. Okay, it's dan asher naftali. So I think you could suggest that Eka Asher Eka is Dan Asher Naftali. Right? How so? Because Dan Asher Naftali, that's the order they traveled, right? In the Midbar, it was Dan Asher Naftali. We said really Sheva Dan spilled over and they went to the back, so they were like a 13th spot. That's why Adar Sheni is connected Dan. But in the order of travels, Yehuda's in the front, spot number one. Dan is position 10, Asher is 11, Naftali is 12. That's why Naftali is connected to Adar also. Fine, so it's Dan Asher Naftali. So you can say it like this. So Eke Asher Eke is Dan Asher Naftali. So Asher is Asher, right? Dan Asher, right? Eke Asher Eke. Why are the two Ekes Dan and Naftali? Why are the two Ekes Dan and Naftali? It says Gevaldik. Who's the mother of Dan and Naftali? They had the same mother. Their mother's name was Bilhah. Yeah, if you remember, we learned that Avraham is 10 times Avaya, and Yitzchak is 8 times Avaya. And Yosef is six. Yaakov is 7 times Havaya. And Yosef is 6 times Havaya. Right? What's the Gematria of Bilhah? The mother of Dan and Naphtali.
42.
Bez, 42. Right? So 42, if you split it, if she splits it between her two children, it's Eke and Eke. So Mamish, Eke, Asher, Eke is Dan, Asher, Naphtali. Dan, Asher, Naphtali. Okay? Fine. I just wanted to say it quickly because I knew you'd be Nehenda. Okay? So let's finish the piece. Harom is so good. So Eka Asher Eka. So we Eka in Miloy is 143. 2 times Eka is Gematria Pur. Harom is Al Or HaMochina Elyon. V'hu HaHa'ara Shekodem Briyas HaOlam. Kisha Amar Hashem Yisbarach. When Hashem says, I want to create the world, what does Hashem say? Eheyeh Melech. I want to be the king. What's the Gematria? Eheyeh Melech. 111 Aleph. Hashem says, I want to make the world. I want to be the Aleph. I want to be Aluf HaShalolam. That's why, right? Ehayeh Melech is 21 and 90 is 111. That's awesome. So Mordechai sees what's going on here. He says, no way, I'm not going to let what? Midas Adin overpower Midas HaChesed. Vehaven machshav to harashal. How many knew what Haman was up to? Maser nafshal lilchom negdo. So what did Mordechai do? Mordechai awoke the Ratzon Elyon, the Atika Kadisha, the Ratzon Elyon. He added all those aleph's and he was metaking the poor and he turned it into Purim. What does it mean Purim? So let's see. Al yedei zeh nishafech kol ha'inyan letova. Shebamakom la'or edinin al yedei ha'pur. Va'etz shal chamishim ama, right? Again, we explained chamishim ama is 5 times 10. Nisoru chamishim shari bina. He aroused the 50 gates of bina of tshuva. So Purim has so much to do with tshuva. Shabanim tokim kol adinim. V'nasa shefa chadash shal beiz osios mi. Mem and yud. 50 is Yovel, it's Bina, it's Tshuva, it's Cheiros, it's all the good things. It's freeing yourselves from all of this limitations of Midas Hadin. Shefsiku beino uvein osios par, v'nisrachev os vav, me'ma'asaro. So the vav is held, ma'asaro means it's held in captivity. The vav is surrounded by the poor, by the par, by the dinim. So Mordechai added the yud and the mem, which represents the 50 levels of Bina, right? And he brought tshuva to the world. Rubenstein spoke to us in the past on numerous occasions. What's the pasuk that alludes to Elul, which is really the zman of tshuva? Right? No, and Hanosin Bayam Derech. Remember this whole shtickle? Hanosin Bayam Derech. Okay, that's what the Rizal says is the pasuk in the Navi that has to do with Chodesh Elul. So again, Yam is tshuva, Derech, Amalek tries to block the Derech. Right? Tshuva is always about a Derech. A derech and tshuva. Derech tshuva horesi. Hashem says, I've given you a path in tshuva. Okay, so by adding the yam, which again, we're not explaining so well right now, but those are letters of tshuva, right? Like the pasuk says what? Se'u marom einechem, look to the heavens, ure'u mi bara'ela, and see who created all this, right? So me is mamash reaching to atim. Se'u marom einechem, look to the heights of the heavens, and see me. Me is Atika Kadisha, me is Tshuva, Kodam Habriya, me is seeing beyond. So you add the me to the poor, and that's Hayav Purim. Vakavana ba'osios me, Sha'amar Hashem Yisbarach, mi hu zeh, ve'i zeh hu. That's what Achashverosh says in the Megillah, in the 7th parak, in Pasakei. Achashverosh, parak Zayin Pasakei, says, who's the one who's harming you, Esther? Mi hu zeh, ve'i zeh hu. Sherotza lahara la'am ha'nivchar. Right? But it's Hashem really saying it. Who dares to mess with Klal Yisrael? Banai hachavivim shabavurim barasi kol olam. I created the world for them. Shabali Yisrael ein lo lakadosh baruch hu shum chevetz baolam. I don't want anything of this world without a klal Yisrael. So Mordechai through this koch of Rav Chesed, he frees the vav from its captivity in the par, and he creates a yom tov called Purim. Next paragraph. Va'az chazer or ha'elyon laheir l'tochos vav. So now the light starts to shine once again upon the vav, and through that nisor hashorash nishmas Yisrael me'ashein akiviyachol klal Yisrael wakes up. And now the letters start to reattach the yud and the hey and the vav and the hey kesidron. V'lachein kishabnei Yisrael koren es hamegillah shabat mavur eich besoch kol haHester besoch kol haTivim mistater bo shem havaya baruchu megillas Esther to be megala that what that Hashem was there all along. It appeared like He wasn't there, but He was just hiding, and it's our job to rediscover it. Turn the page. So we're mavatel the terrible decree of Haman, and everything is for the best. Second line on page Kuf Yod. V'lo zu bilvad shenistatra atzal. So not only is Haman's plan destroyed, elagam niftachu arubos hashamayim, the heavens are open, and through there anuf shefa pours down, the yesod abba that he describes earlier in the Sefer, from Atika Kadisha all the way down to this world. Okay, last but not least, he says, next paragraph, milafanea mavarchin al mikra megillah. So therefore, before we engage in this process, we say al mikra megillah. Megillah, he says, is gematria ayin ches, which is 3 times havaya. So those are the 3 havayas, right? We take the par dinim, which is really, again, the poor of Haman, and we use the koach of Megillah, which is 3 times Hashem's name, in order to what? In order to awaken the Rav Chesed and the Ha'aras Yisod Abba. And therefore, after we read the Megillah, and this is so gavaldic, after we read the Megillah, we recite a bracha. And what is the bracha? Haravis Rivei Nu, Hadanas Dinei Nu, Hanokemus Nikwasei Nu, Hamashalin Gwilla Cholevi Nafshei Nu, Vanifra Lana Mitzarei Nu, the five Nus, the five Gvuros, that they've all been sweetened through the process of Kriyas and Megillah, and then Lahashpil of Nei Yisrael Ayra, Visimcha Vesasan Mikar. Gavaldic. Okay, I'm going to go catch Mincha. Anything else you want to add?
Dan,
Asher, Naphtali. Those are the last three tribes to travel in the order of the Shvatim traveling. So the mother of Dan and Naphtali is Bilhah. Beis Lamed Hei Hei. So Bilhah is Gematria 42. It makes sense, right? So it's 2 times Eka, 2 times 21. Which also makes sense, because what's the whole tachas of Yetzias Mitzrayim? To come to Kabbalah Sator, v'dibarta bam, right? Bam is 42. That's everything. The Torah is v'dibarta bam, v'lo v'dvar macherem. Who's Moshe's mother? Moshe Gmanach V'Yocheved. 42. Also 42. Of course, it has to be. She's the mother of Torah, v'dibarta bam. She has to be 42. So, Eka, Asher, Eka, right? It's a pneumistic way of saying Dan, Asher, saying Dan, Asher, Naphtali. Because if you take Bilhah, which is 42, and you split it between her 2 children, they're 21. And that's why Dan and Naphtali are so much connected to Purim. Because again, Purim is Ahayah, right? Who I can be, who I want to be.
You see this awesome Kavanah for Jesus.
Nothing but the club. I forget where I saw this, but